The Mishnah is in the seventh parak. Introduce the Isur Schora. Also to take Peirush Shvius, do business with Peirush Shvius. So the Mishnah is the Isur of a paying a person to dye a beged, to the piece of cloth. Sabon la'odam. So one cannot pay, not only can one not pay, but one can't even do b'tevas hanah. If the dyer uses peirei shviyas to produce the dye, then I can't even do him a favor in return, because that would be a violation of the Isur B'Schora. And the Mishnah has that a person cannot collect peirei shviyas in order to bring them to the market. On the other hand, the Gemara points out that even though I cannot harvest and bring them to market, but if I harvest, then my kids could bring them to market, so they could do the schayra. Right, the Rambam in the beginning of the Perek Vav, it ainos and schayra perishvias. But in Rotzen Lekor Ma'at Mi Perishviyas Mecher, he don't want to do, he wants to sell a few, not a lot, that's Mutter. Mechenim Lokat Yirikos La'atzmo, he collected for himself, Melokach Mayen Benoyo Ben Bito Mecher, also Mutter. So, how do we define the Isur of Schover? Can't simply say it's usher to do business with schorah, because you can do a little bit of business. A little bit, right? Because you could end up having somebody else do what you couldn't do. Yerushalmi's examples, you couldn't get a shutfus. You couldn't have five people collecting together and commission one to sell. Because that in effect is creating a business with shmita fruit. So thus we have to understand, what is the defining aspect, what is the definition of the Isur B'Schora? So yesterday we saw that the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs said that Li'ochle V'Loyle B'Schora is an Isur D'Oraisa, and it didn't D'Oraisa. The person who does schora with peirush shviyas is mevatel and then they raisa. Right? I was pointing out that one could say, and others say, that liochel is an asay. But even if one takes the most restrictive view of the Ramban, so there certainly is a bitul asay by doing schora. So, how do we understand this then they raisa? If I harvest and go to market, that's an Isur D'Oraisa. If I harvest and my son takes a few, that's not an Isur D'Oraisa. If I buy a fruit platter for a party and I have left over, I'm allowed to sell those. I can sell them off. So when am I about to the Isur D'Oraisa of Liochel Meloy L'Schayra? Right, in Rambam, it's not clear at all that it's a din d'oraisa. Pashas of Rambam should be din d'rabbanan. In Osen Schor v'Peres Shviyas, the Radvaz sounds like it's a din d'oraisa. The Radvaz says Be'arnu l'mal l'domar k'rol yochlo l'schayra. The Radvaz is quoting Trumas. There also Trumas sounds like din d'rabbanan. From the Yerushalmi, it sounds like din d'rabbanan. Right. I Yerushalmi. What's the makor of the Iser of Schoira from the Yerushalmi? So the Yerushalmi seems to quote Temeim Heima Lachem. Ma tamad lorma Temeim Yolachem. The Yerushalmi seems to learn this as there's a broad din. Kol Dovash Yisuri Dvar Torah Osir Lasois B'Schoira. And Iser Deiraisa, you can't do Schoira. And Iser Dron, you can't do Schoira. How do we know this? Temeim Yolachem. Meirash really points out that it's got to be a toss at first, because Temei Yulachem is referring to the Kalim that became Tomei when a Sheretz comes into the Kali. The Pashas means it's a Nesmachta. Pashas means it's holding the Nesmachta. The Yisrael Schar is in the Rabbanon. The Yachla Leila Schar is in the Rabbanon. The Achla, we learned yesterday, it was a din day rice of the Achla that has to be something like Achila. Lachem Lachol Tzachayim. But that I can't, and if ultimately the food that I harvest, or that's taken, that's harvested on Shviyas, if ultimately that's used for its normal purpose, I'm a kind of din deraisa. Chazal made an Isur Schoira to make some kind of archoka. And we all understand Yerideya is an Isur Schoira, can't do business. Big discussion amongst the Achroinim. What's Pshat in the Isur Schoira? The Achroinim say either this Achor is an Iser of handling, or this Achor is an Iser of benefiting. Nafkamina, whether I can be an investor without handling, or I can be handling without investing. That's the Machloikas Achroinim. That's the Din of Tnei Melechem. That's the Iser Schor. So it sounds like from the Yerushalmi that the Iser Schor of Shvius is similar to the Iser Schor of all Iser De Raisa. Who's that? You can eat, so it could be Lachar B or some say. Maybe this that's what some Achor in the Gemara in the Samishayim say that. In Avodah Zarah, where it says that Konsu, they made a Knas to pay Polish Toilim, so they said, what's the Lashon of Knas? It doesn't mean Knas. It means that, that in order. Part of the mitzvah of Kusha Shviyas is they gave it the same din. And other Rishonim say, no, Kotsu means Gachar Abir. I mean, Afmina Ladina. But in the Chor, that seems to be the Mahalach. What's that? Yeah. Right. Yeah, but the Lashon cannot. No, the question was the person, was any Easter done? Over there they paid, they paid Poilin. No, so that's what the Rishonim ask. That's what the Rambam asks. That no Easter was done. No Easter day Raisa was done. So why is it called Knas? So he says maybe it was Lachar Beer. Or he says no, Labdavka didn't mean it was a Knas. No, but the point is that even though there is no Iser, even though Shvius is not awesome in the Torah, but Chazal appended to the din of Shvius this kind of an Iser Schor. That's what it seemed from the Yerushalmi, by the fact that the Mishnah is the fact that it puts it all together. Again, Behodu Kush Laduchta. Exactly what did the Iser Schora by Kol Torah Kula is also hard to be magdir. That's a machlekes achrayim. Is it also to do business or also to handle? Very hard to. The source in the Bavli, one of the sources is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Samach Beis, no? One second. There it says, Ha'aymer Lepoyel, even before that. Ilema de Yavinu Luzchami Peiros. Hachamorin Shehoyu Osin Melocha Bepeiros Shvias. person, they were working with Perim Shvius. So Sachar and Shvius, my Sachar and Shvius, Ilema, if it means that they were receiving payrois of Shvius in payment for their work, so Zeb Perveya Choyve mi Perim Shvius. Vatoira Omra La'ochlo Loy L'schoira. So it sounds like from the Balis and Isa Deraisa. Vatoira Omra La'ochlo Loy L'schoira. Again, that can't be not an ironclad raya. Thinking about Yosef has one of his truvas, 11 places in the Bavli where it says Vatayra Amra, and it's clearly a din de Rabbanon. So this can't be an ironclad raya. But the pashtus is, like the Ramban, Vatayra Amra L'chol L'schayra. So he can't use payroi shvius to pay some debt that I have because somebody worked for me. We have the Rashi and Tosfos and Kedushin. So they clearly say that it's a bitul asay, like the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So Ma Gedra Advarim, the Ramban in Avodah Zarah, Samach Beis and Beis, says the following. Ramban has the two different halachas. In one lashon the Ramban is V'tayba de Milsa, the Dover HaRoyal Achila Hoyal V'nitvas B'kedushas Shviyas Mutar likach bepeiroi shvius, avol dover shenirvoy lachila shenitvas bedusha shvius, kegoin choluk oser. The mafkalu mikdusha sayu. These are of lachla. The loy kavina bulachla. What's the getter of lachla l'schayra? Tani b'tei sefta. Le'yamali sachav v'shemarcha k'moishi. V'tama de milsa. Right? He can't say I'm a chav zu and I'm a chav bedina kol kol zu and I'm a chav betreisa v'tama de milsa. That something which is royal achila, if I sell it for something which is not royal achila, in other words, I sell fruit for a shirt, then also the mafkalu mikdusha sayu, v'loy kirbina buli achla, v'lefroya choyvei bepei reshvius. And to pay a debt, to pay wages, with pay reshvius, nami b'shemai taima oser, the kevon the dmeya peiros, einon nishorin biyado, ve'eno nitfosin, hab yelo sechayra. Since I don't maintain the fruit, and einon nitfosin, hab yelo sechayra. In other words, since the payrois are going to be used for something that cannot maintain the kedusha of the payrois. So the Ramban then says, but how does that explain the other halachas of schayra, that I can sell a little bit, then a lot? So the Ramban says there seems to be two different halachas. Is it Nisa de Raisa, and is it Din de Rabbanon? The Din de Rabbanon is not to do keminig asechre. She'osru l'machron k'derech soira. Ein machron peyrus shvius le'mimidoi mishko. For example, one of the halachas is I can't weigh out peyrus shvius. So Ramban says that I can't weigh out peyrus shvius. That's a din de rabbonon, that I cannot deal with peyrus shvius in a business-like fashion. That's amru. That's a din de rabbonon. Not din de raisa. The din de raisa is I cannot flip peyrus shvius for something that will not maintain the same kedusha as the peiros. I can't, the peiros, so their kedusha is to be eaten. I can't use the peiros for something where the use of that item is not like peiros. In other words, l'chayra, what the Ramban is saying is that l'ochla m'loy l'schora is in the same same parsha as we learned yesterday. La'ochla chol tzercheichem. La'ochla defines what's the appropriate handah of perish v'yis. Dover shav l'chol nefesh, l'chol tzercheichem, has to be the use of peiros, or the use of the item for dye. It has to be its normal use. So the Ramban says, so to use peiros and I'll flip them for something which is not maintained, the normal use of peiros, and that's not considered to be nothing to get amna v'achila. But the other halachas that we're learning, that I can't, like the Yerushalmi says, I can't have palter. I can't set up a store with peiros shviyas. I'll insist that I'm selling peiros. Everyone's going to eat the peiros. I have a store in Machil Yehuda. I bring peiros from the market so what's the issue? Everybody's going to take these peiros and they're going to eat them. They're going to cook them. So what's the issue of schayra? So Ramban says, no, that's the issue of Kidner Chasar, a separate issue. A person cannot set up a booth in Machil Yehuda day in and day out and have peiros shviyas. And that's what he says, Omru Ein Moichin peiros shviyas Levino Mishkal. Why can't I weigh them out? That's derech schayra. Why is it that I cannot harvest my peiros and bring them to market, but my son can do it? Because that's not a normal way to do schayra. Not normal to delegate that a few of your peiros go to one family member. And Achanami, apparently, if it would not be a family member, so maybe this is like a business. But if it's just my son-in-law, so then it's not a business operation. So according to Ramban, there are two halachas. One halacha is the Isra of Schayra, which the Rambam says, L'chalal Schayra, Rambam says, from Mitzvah, Bitla Seif, one violates it. And that's to exchange Peiros Shviyas for something that will not be enjoyed in the same way as the Peiros are being enjoyed. So then Ramban says, the Maf Kalu Kedusha Sayu. The Kedusha Shviyas is that my Peiros should be enjoyed in the way that the Kedusha Baruch Hu intended for Peiros to be. If I flip my Peiros, and the hanah that will ultimately receive will be something other than that which is what seems to be destined for these fruits, so then that's an isur l'ochel l'schayr. In addition, there's an isur d'rabbanon that I can't separate them, can't do business. Right? If anything, the Ramban's mahalach fits in very well with the Bavli and the Rishalmi. In other words, the Bavli is l'ochel l'schayr. The Rishalmi, t'nei milachem, is a form of the Yisra Schar and Kol Terakul. A form of it may not be exactly the same as what Jason pointed out. It could be a little bit different. I'm not sure if all the details would be the same. That's why the Balamor asks on a Rashi. The Rashi in Sukkah says, the Rashi in Kedusha seems to say it's also Nisa Deiraisa. But then there's the Peladik Rashi, the Mishnah, and Lulav HaGozel. Halakeach Lulav Mechaveru Vishviyas. Nois and loy esrei bimatana, levishein rashai leloychay b'shvius. Person selling a lulav. It's in the eighth year. It's next year. It's tovshin ayin vav. Right. So alekeich lulav mechaver b'shvius. Nois and loy esrei bimatana, levishein rashai leloychay b'shvius. So he asked. He can't get. He can't receive funds for the lulav. Vara says leirot litle matana. Let's say he doesn't want to give the esrog matana. So then mavli le demei esrog lulav. Then he sells him a set. So then you can identify the money that is being exchanged for the lulav. So the Gemara says no. So what's the difference? Whether I sell it as part of a set or separately, because if I'm going to buy, we're assuming that the moicher is an amoritz. So if I'm going to buy the lulav from the moicher, so the moicher is going to end up having money that was purchased, was exchanged for peirish shvius. So it's aser to have money. Sitting money that has come through the May Peiros Shviyas, I can't do that. I can't buy. If somebody is selling Shviyas, he's doing Schayra with Shviyas, I can't buy from him. Alright? What's but I can't buy from him? So Rashi says, that Torah Omro, Liyochel Lischayra, Shakol Peiros Shviyas, Chayovin Lizbor Bishviyas, Heinu Dmeyin. Right. What is this Rashi talking about? We have the Yoitzer HaShviyas, look it up, it's Lamed Tesman Aleph, Gemara Sukkah. Lamed Tesman Aleph. Rav Nosson Gestetner, there is a nusing ha'ara. It's almost like a, I don't know what to do with it exactly, but it's a compelling ha'ara. He says that La'achla Meloy L'Schayra could never have been pshat for Leloy L'Schayra. Can't be taken to it. Why? Because then the halacha would be that every single Jew, every single Shemitah, has to go and pick his own fruit. So to say that L'Schayra means you can't sell Perish, you can't sell Perish Shemitahs, is Le'al Al Das.
It's true.
Was that? Okay, I don't know. That's a, but it's an interesting aura that that's what he thought, that Leila Schara. I'm saying, I agree with you. I don't see the Hechreich of it, but he says that's why. So, the Rashi says, Ein Moisrim de Mei Peris. Right? Again, the halacha is I'm buying my lulav and esrog. So, the halacha is that I cannot buy the lulav and pay for the lulav. Right? I have to buy the lulav as part of a set. So that there will not be identified money for the lulav. For the esrog, well, it's a taisha, sounds like the lulav, no? And later on is the lulav. Okay, so what's the din after mavliyah the meesrog belulav? Why? Because it's also for me to purchase peiros shviyas from an amoritz. All right, why? Because I shouldn't give money of perish shvius and amoris, right? So Rashi says, why the ter amalach l'schayra? She called perish shvius chayom lizbar b'shvius. Like, why can't I do this? Because I can't do schayra. No, so what did he say over here? He noisir in the may perish can't do schayra. That's obviously because he sold it for heter. He was an extra esrog. Because his father was collectively a certain fine. So I'll find a way to do it b'derech heter. So Rashi explains, but because it says l'chol l'schayram, shekol perish shviyas chayovin lizbor v'shviyas, all perish shviyas have to be entirely taken care of by during shviyas. Heinu d'meyen, the payrois and the money that is exchanged for the payrois. So Rashi says, and the din of beer is the din which is forcing it being magdin of schayra. Why? Because schayra lets neil yachar shviyas ulahashir. The point of schayra is not that I eat from hand to mouth. The point of schayra is that I buy something, and now I have the money, and now I hold on to the money till I can make a better deal. And why am I not exchanging my payrish? I need lumber. So why don't I take my payrish shviyas to the lumber yard? Because he is doesn't want so many payrish shviyas, right? I'll take care of your meals for 3 weeks, but I need the lumber. But that's not good business. Good business is that I can sell the payrish now, and then I'll be able to use my money more effectively next year when I want to buy lumber. So let's neil yachar shviyas ulahashir, and then to make more money. Lefichach, and amir were afraid that they will hold on to the money after zmanavir. Lefichach ein moislin domim likach mayem klum. Alright, so again, why can't I give the May Peir Islam Oretz? Why can't I identify this is the money for the Esrig? I can only say this is the money for the entire set, because I'm afraid that the Amoretz will keep the money after his manabir. Alright? Good. And what's wrong if he keeps manabir? Says Rashi, because that's a violation of the Yachla Velel Schaira. The Amr Torah Lachla Leschaira. Should call Peyre Shviyas Chayovin Lizbar Vishviyas. Rashi didn't say, and you're in violation of Biur. That's what he should have said. He should have said, we have a din that Peyre and the May Peyre are Nitan Fizman Biur. So don't give the money to the Amoris because he won't get rid of it, because he wants to hold on. It's a good investment. Elamai, what does Rashi say? That Torah Amr Liyachol is Chayra. Shekol Peir Shviyas Chayom is Boyer Bishviyas. Heinud Meyim. So Le'achla means they have to eat it this year. Le'achla, this year, but that's the Yisrael of Chayra. Peldik and Rashi. The Rashi Lechara knows it's Peldik because he repeats this several times in the next, I think three times in the next blood. Rashi repeats this. Rashi says in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Chof Vav is a similar lashon. There the Gemara is talking about Chashudei Shviyas, that they're possible for Edus. So Rashi's lashon is Rashi at the end of the Dibur Masechta Bnei Peiros, the mutter limkor shviyas al menos lecholi v'domeo koydem abir. So mutter chavav min alev, it's mutter to sell peiros shviyas lechol to eat it and v'domeo koydem abir. Dibur chavav min alev, the end of Bnei Truma. Most of the Rashi is about Truma. At the very end, he says about Shviyas. And then in Sukkah, Sir Rashi says it, this Lashon again, on Mem Aleph Amen Aleph. This is a very, very beautiful Aura from Nosson Gestetner. On Mem Aleph Amen Aleph, there's a Rashi, Ubikish Olika Choluk. Somebody wants to use the payer of Shviyas and use the money to buy a shirt. V'eino yachol, he's not allowed to use the money to buy a shirt. Why? That Torah amr la'ochle b'sei chazman. You have to eat it b'sei chazman. V'loy l'schayram. V'zeh miskayim l'shan abo. The shirt will last till next year. So the Bach takes out v'loy l'schayram. Because the Bach says it makes no sense. Because it didn't have beer. Eino yachol that Torah amr la'ochle b'sei chazman. V'zeh miskayim l'shan abo. Fine. L'loy l'schayram is a mistake. So Nosson Gestetner says it's not a mistake. This is Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is la'achla l'schayra is you can't keep it nachazman. And he says if you look at the bottom of Mem Aleph Mem Amid Beis, the very last verse of Mem Amid Beis, the Easter of having flocks. Shema Yigdal Mayem. Exchanging money for behaviors. So first he discusses the din of Meiser, and then he says, "V'gabe shviyas." The last three lines of Rashi Memon Beis. V'gabe shviyas nene meyen lis aser. He's going to end up getting making it into an investment. Atayra amra meloy lischayra elam. Lahafkir ulevar b'shvius, actually tichle lachaya min asode. Who's man beer lepeirus ulemeir? So again, Rashi says he's putting together schayra and beer. The east of leilus schayra is it'll end up being a violation of zemana beer. The ach leilus schayra is a din that the money cannot that something of this that the nature of schayra is to hold on to the object till it's an opportune time. So the Easter of Schayra, so that's why it's Osir. It's Osir to do anything with my payrus where the strategy is to keep these payrus after Zman of the year. So I can't do it. The Balamor in this Rashi on the Lamed Testament Aleph, so the Balamor says, what is Rashi talking about? The reason why you can't buy a shirt with paper, with demei shviyas is because the shirt is not lachila. So Tosfos says Balamor as in Rashi, lefichach ein moisr lemdomim likach meyem. Why? Because we're afraid that they'll end. He says, what is Rashi talking about? The easter is that they'll end up using the money for a shirt. So the Balamor says Ramban. The Balamor is the Ramban. The easter schayra is an Easter to exchange Peir Shviyas for something whose benefit will be other than what Peirush Shmiyus is supposed to be used, other than consumption. So Peirush Shmiyus have a kedusha. The kedusha is they're set aside to give benefit for people this year. I cannot exchange it for something whose benefit will be other than the way we benefit from Peirush Shmiyus. All right, if I do exchange it, so then I violated the kedusha. Kedusha in this case is the yud, the purpose of these Peirush. Fine. So Balamor says, what's Rashi talking about Lachman Abir? That's not the problem. That's Shitas Ramban. And Rashi has a different mahalach in the Ochle L'Schayra, a difficult mahalach, Tzarchiyan, Hanavi Magdir, this Rashi.
How would Rashi explain dying, coming by definition?
Yeah, because the die persists. So apparently, if it's a peri that is set aside for dying, so then that's apparently its purpose. Then it'll exist, it'll be benefit from now and liachzman. But if it will be, but the schar that you're giving to the die, so that should be, you know, the person who dies it wants to hold on to his earnings for a time when he can do better with them. So the earnings are a problem, right? Elamai Taisu says an eyes and a cash against Rashi. Taisu v'leis v'lei. Taisu says demeya esrik bed. My timer. Why is it that you cannot purchase the esrik? The imishum the also l'say schayver peir shviyas lechoshim schayver l'kehidim seta shviyas. Rashi Taisu says I don't send this home. I have to set the clock back over here. Mishnah says you can't buy an esrik shviyas. Taisu says, why can't you buy? It's very easy to buy an esrog shvius. You go to a person who has an esrog tree and you buy one esrog from him. You don't go to a store. He doesn't send it that year. He doesn't go to Meir Shalom with the store. He sits at home and he learns all day. A guy comes, he gives him a pair, one at a time, right? Or he'll collect a few and he'll buy from his child. He'll buy from his son. He'll find a way to do it. So he says, what's that? It's also a violation of schayra. How be drachim to buy something better? You know, like Nosson says, we're not in Mechayev, every single person have an Esrik tree. All of a sudden, comes Shviyas, I have to have my own Esrik tree. So he says, Elo kihidim mesechta Shviyas, that he can't have a storm, he can't have the loiket to benoy, but loiket to benoy morch, he can't do it, there's so many ways to do it. So he says, Ubi Yishalmi Arminon, different the Yishalmi that we quoted before, so she'ein moisrim lam oritz mei peris perish akudrus. The Torah Amram. La'ochla l'schayra shekol perish shviyis chayam l'sbar b'shviyis hein udmeim l'yasim l'schayra soy l'tzilach shviyis ulash v'kosh edim kein lishtru koloysin l'tam shach l'shviyis shein len shiish len shviyis vein len biyur ubed yiparch v'shmaitz en yachin lula vein le biyur demeskayim hu v'kosu limsa doba v'lam oretz. Taisva says that we're going to have a similar gemara l'gabe v'ayin l'lulav. Lulav is an item shein lo biyur. There is no din of beer l'gabe lulav because lulav is meskayim shen l'shan. All right. So according to, why is there a problem of buying a lulav? Right. The lulav has a beer. If the whole din of lachlan schar is that I'm using the fruit in such a way that the strategy is that this fruit or this money will endure past man of beer, so buying lulav not a problem. There is no man of beer for lulav. That's why Tosfos says that's not pshat in the sugya. Pshat in the sugya is that since one has to be so careful with Dmei Shviyas, so you can't give Dmei Shviyas to an Am Aretz because he may not do what he's supposed to do with Dmei Shviyas. He may end up using it in a way that is le'ochel, le'shtiv, le'sicha, other things. He ends up being Pamei Chayve. Almost like the Ramban. Right? Hold on. So this is an Eisen Akash against Rashi. I mean, no matter what you say, how you miyashiv, they can give different terutzim. But l'chayram, the etzim kasha, the basic question of Tosfos, is a powerful kasha. According to Rashi, this should not be nisus chol l'gabe anything with no zin beer. Good. According to Ramban, so the Easter of Schoira is exchanging the money for something whose benefit is other than I could have benefited from the payment. That's the Easter. All right. So you'll figure it out. Lagabe Luv as well. Fine. Lagabe Esrig as well. Not a problem. The Easter, the Rabbanon, to business, figure it out as well. Not a problem. But according to Rashi, the Dechidish of Easter of Lachul Eschaira, it's not this two-step din of the Rabban, that the Easter is to exchange it for something that doesn't have the same benefit as the Paris, as the Balamor asked in Rashi. According to Rashi, it's I cannot do something with the Paris Shvius, whereby I'm orchestrating that the Paris Shvius with the money will extend past the amount of beer. That's the Easter Deiraisa, according to Rashi. Because Rashi holds, Rashi and Kedusha says, Lachlo Lascharis, and Easter Deiraisa. The Beitla say, according to Rashi, if I do business with Peir Shvius and the game plan is that this money is going to stay in the world past man beer, he said they raisa. So it should come out that there's no he said they raisa. Lagabe schayr lulav, and the Peir Shvius there is an he said schayr lagabe lulav. How are you talking? So Migdash Tovet has this kashi. Migdash Tovet has a chiddush based on this Rashi that when something is doesn't have zman biur, it has to be entirely consumed by Rosh Hashanah, by the end of the year. And he says that's the Simon Chaf Aleph. The Osan Yechpeir Shvius Liachir Shvius Bishum Schayra. Peir Shvius can't be extended after beyond the year. So it says that's how Rashi will explain that the lulav is there, even though there's no zman beer lagabe lulav, there's no din of beer per se, but there is a din that the lulav, there is a din that the at least the money of Peir Shvius have to be entirely using the year of Shvius. This supports what we explained 2 days ago. According to there's a machlekes with beer is. According to Ramban, the din of beer is to machalek it to all your friends. Make sure everybody is enjoying. So according to Rashi, the din of beer is like Rambam to get it out of the world, right? So we explained that according to Ramban, the din of beer is just like Peir Shvius, I can't have bilus. So one of the ways in which I express my non-bilus is by saying at a certain point of time when everybody needs these fruit, everybody can have them, and I'm machalik and machol makira, right? And that's why we explained that I have to bring them back according to Rav Yosi. That's part of the din. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, the din of beer is lafsinim in olam. That's the din. So we explain that's pshat, that you have to destroy shvius. The pshat is that you have to make sure that you've eaten all of your shvius bisman. It's not a din of beer chometz. The after zman beer, I can't. The din is no. The Torah force is forcing me to enjoy my peir shvius during shvius. So when something has azman biur, so then the Torah is forcing me to enjoy my peirush shvius by the time the peirush shvius are no longer accessible to other people. That's the deadline. When there is no peirush shvius, so the Mikdash Tovet says, when there's no azman biur, but the broader din of azman biur, according to Rashi, exists. Just because there's no azman biur doesn't mean... Because the din of beer wasn't the din to destroy. The din of beer was to use your payers by a certain time. So now the deadline is payers shvius. Is man shvius. I can't use it for next year. That's what explains this Rashi. If Nosson Gestender takes it a step further, a very pretty idea. He says that part of the, according to Rashi, part of the Easter of L'Ochlo Lo L'Schoira is that the fruit has a, that during the entire, it's always marked the same day. During the entire year of Shvius, I have to be focused on this fruit being used during Shvius. That's the pshat. It's meyuh to be eaten right now. So I can't do something which will take a hesach adas from this fruit being used during Shvius. So schayr was like hesach hadas, because now I'm thinking ready, limits for next year. Right? So yosim mikol zeh. So we began with the question of how are we going to be magdir this din of schayra. The practical applications of schayra are fairly clear. Right? Practical applications are that I can sell a little bit, that I can do it haphazardly, I can't do it with a business, I can do ayidei benoy. But what's the gedera din? So we explained that there are probably three approaches. One approach is to see the entirety of the Issus Chayra as a din derabbanan, form of some kind of suyogim. Just like there's an Issus Chayra of Dvar Masurim, so now there's an Issus Chayra, so by Dvar Masurim it's generated by the Isser. Over here it's generated by the Kedusha Perishviyas. In order that the parish means will be used properly, that the money will be used properly. So he set up certainly Isurim of Schayra. That's what it sounds like. But again, it becomes the nature of the Isur Schayra sounds very much like the nature of the Isur Schayra as a suyag, not to make it into some kind of a business, because we're afraid that people end up taking liberties with the payers and using them incorrectly. But as long as it's very, very mugdar and mugbal, I can only do certain things with it. I can only sell it in a half-assed way, so that we'll maintain the focus on the payers and end up doing it kilchasa. That's one mahalach, which sounds like the Yerushalmi's mahalach, maybe the Rambam's mahalach. Ramban and Rashi clearly say that the Isur Schayra and Tosfos is that doing a Schayra is a bitul asay. So the Ramban says the two different aspects, Samach Basin, Avodah Zarah. There's an Iser Asay of being Mafia Kedusha, that's Schayra, and there is a Dinim Derabbanan of not doing Gilcha Seichem, not being a businessman. Right? And Rashi, Peladiki Rashi says the Iser of Schayra is a violation of the Zman Bir. I can't do something with my payrois which strategizes that the payers are going to be benefited from after Zman Abir. Right? Now, Hayotze Mizeh is a chiddush of Mikdash David, that even those who don't have Zman Abir, they have to be enjoyed during Shvius. And Hayotze Mizeh is a support for, we suggested that the Yisodistic Machlaikas in Bior between the Ramban and Rashi is that according to Ramban, Zman Bir is a din of being machalik, a din of lack of bilus. And according to Rashi, it's fakir, it's a din of forcing you to be nenev in payrus b'zman b'shem. That's a whole different way of looking at it. The part of the mitzvah of Shvius is to get certain hanah from the karka. Al pi hashkafa, it's a whole different din malach. Okay.
So another mahalach.